So anyway, I don't think you can make, I mean, you cannot, it's not I don't think, you cannot make a moral case for taking out a children's hospital. You can't do it. On the other hand, I think it would be almost impossible to make a moral case against taking out a cell phone tower. And, you know, cell phone towers are really nasty. I mean, first off, they allow that jerk at the next table to yammer on when you're trying to eat. Second, they have, you know, the whole thing with the electromagnetic waves, and then they bounce into your head, and then you got to wear the aluminum beanie. And if you put the beanie on the wrong way inside, then the thoughts just keep bouncing. Does that happen to you too? And then also, cell phone towers kill between 5 and 50 million migratory songbirds every year. Okay, I can make a case. Here we go. I'll make a moral case against taking out a cell phone tower. This woman's driving along late at night, and she's all by herself, and she's out on a lonely road, and her car dies. Oh my God, you know what I just said? Her car dies. The car's not alive. It's like, then when I get outside, the cars are going, yeah, we're going to show you, buddy. Their car conks out. And she, you know, sort of drifts over the side of the road. And so she has a cell phone and dials 911. And the sheriff answers, and a different one. And he says he'll be right out to start her car for her. And so then she's sitting there and she's waiting. And she turns on the radio. And as she's waiting, it's a lonely night. She's waiting. She hears that a homicidal maniac broke out of the homicidal maniac place. I think they call it the White House. And he's got a hook on his arm. And so the sheriff shows up and he starts her car for her. And then she drives away and she feels this tug right as the car starts. And she gets home and then she looks in the passenger side door and there's this bloody hook embedded in the door. Your siblings didn't torment you with this story when you were a child? Okay, so a cell phone saved her life. You know, that's a moral case for keeping up a cell phone tower. But on the other hand, I can just as easily make a case for, you know, moral case for taking him out. Because, okay, there's a woman's driving along late at night and she decides to call her mother. And she never calls her mother. And her mother rushes to the phone, she picks it up and she trips and breaks her neck right when she's, you know, she falls and she's hurrying to the phone. And she gasps into the phone, call 911. And then she also says, why don't you ever call me? And then her daughter then calls 911. Thank God she's got two cell phones. And but she's driving without using the steering wheel. And so she veers off the road. She runs over three orphans. And then she runs over the last population of endangered salamander. And then smashes into this tree. And the last thing she sees before she passes out is a hook gleaming in the moonlight. So the point, the point, insofar as there is one, is that we can make up hypothetical cases. We don't know how the future is going to be. We can make up hypothetical cases. It'll keep us from doing anything. You know, I can't do this because then this will happen and then this will happen. You know, we can make up whatever we want.